Noel Oler Snevitz was born on May 26, 1896 in Michigan. He spent much of his adult life living in Cook County. Oler is somewhat legendary in these parts, and there are countless stories to be told about his life here. Doug Syme and Deb White bought land from Oler back in the early 1980s and got to know him towards the end of his life. Here are just a few stories they shared with me during a recent visit.
So he was an interesting guy. He was grew up in lumber camps in northern Michigan. His dad was a lumber boss, a camp boss. And he used to work in the camps as a young kid, and he cross-hauled with horses, loading logs on train cars and stuff as a young kid. So he knew horses and knew how to work horses. Mm-hmm. And then worked out in the woods, you know, for years. Built roads up here. Came up here after the war. Yeah, he bought, I think, got a lot of tax forfeited property, and oftentimes, I think in those days, the logging companies, the lumber companies and paper companies would buy government land or had to buy it mm-hmm. in order to log it, and then they didn't want it, so they sold it relatively cheap. And because he was in the woods, I mean, he also guided, I know, when he first came up here, fishing and hunting. So, I mean, he was like a consummate woodsman. But in the course of time, he accumulated land from all the way up on, I think as far up as Gunflint, he had land or owned land. And then he owned a lot of property when we knew him down around the Pike Lake area. I think I came up here in 1980 and made a deal with him. And then we moved up here in 1981. We bought 10 acres and about a 1952 trailer house from him. I had never met anyone quite like him. I knew a lot of bachelor farmers and like my old friend Sidney Thompson and those guys, but Oler was definitely one of a kind. He lived alone, pretty opinionated. I don't know, made the worst tea I've ever had in my life. He was just a character, just all the way around. Once that we got to know him, once I got to know him, he just had story after story after story, of course, of his life and where he'd come from and things that had happened to him. And, of course, the mystery has always been about his name. His name, as he was known in this area, was Oler Snevitz. But if you spell it backwards, it's Rollo Stevens. But he and I talked often and at length about things. And any time the origin of his name and what parts of his past would come up, his stock answer always was, well, there's just some things a man doesn't talk about. People alluded to a burning out of someone. He told me that he had invented an ice fishing sled, I think, or an ice fishing, some kind of equipment, and that some guy stole it. I mean, stole the idea, stole the patent, and I think he actually did patent it. And then he would stop talking about what he did to the guy other than he got even or got it back. Or I don't know for sure what the motivation to coming here was, if it was related to whatever it was he supposedly did or didn't do to make him change his name. And so that was the point. He was hiding out, changed his name, but in reality it was pretty easy to identify if in fact that was the case. You know, I mean, he'd taken his real name of Rollo Stevens and just wrote it backwards. Oler didn't want to pay anybody to plow, so he said he rigged up, he had a 1953 Dodge Power Wagon that looked like was an ex-military Power Wagon. I mean, a big, heavy, that he'd hauled gravel with and whatever up the trail. Mm-hmm. And it was the damnedest thing. He had a blade on the front of it and then a winch in the back in the bed. And he had a vertical post with a pulley in it that stood up high, so the cable went over the cab and down to the blade to raise and lower the blade. But so he showed me the setup. He said, "This, you're going to plow with this. No, you'll plow this winter with this." And I said, well, Oler, geez, you know, the windows on the one side were broken out and there was no heat possible. And we were still having our regular winters. And anyway, long story short, he put a little wood stove in the passenger seat and ran the chimney out the roof. And so I was supposed to drive that and feed the wood stove. We never got to it. He had a little skidder and he hung a blade on that, and that was pretty unhandy too, but I didn't ever plow with the power wagon. And Oler was buried. I wasn't there, but wasn't he buried in his wool shirt with a double-bedded axe with him?
His very favorite axe. They used to call him Cedar, wasn't that his nickname?
His nickname was Cedar, up the trail especially, and he liked that name. He really respected him and understood where he was coming from when it came to his needs or desires. I mean, he was a good man, really a good man. And none better to kids.
Oler Snevitz passed away on July 5th, 1986. He's buried at the Maple Hill Cemetery just outside of Grand Marais. Moments in Time is supported by WTIP and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To hear archived editions, visit wtip.org. For WTIP Radio, I'm Kathy Quinn.